Most of us have a problem listening. It seems to be something of an epidemic among the human species. I mean, really listening, with your heart as well as your head. We may take in surface stuff, but to get the fuller, deeper message, which might be coming our way, we have to stop what we are doing and open up like flowers in the morning sun. Psalm 46, verse 10 puts this very simply. Be still and know that I am God. You have to be still and silent to learn and know. In one of the most remarkable passages in the entire Bible, in the third chapter of the book of Revelation, the resurrected Christ tells the church at Laodicea, "Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me." These are words to take to heart and even to memorize. I silently recite them most every day because these words help me to keep centered and focused on Christ. In the Hebrew language of the Old Testament, the word for listen is shema, and actually the creedal statement of Judaism for thousands of years, to be recited twice a day, is called the shema, and it comes from Deuteronomy 6:4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And in the Hebrew, it is Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Most significantly, that verse is immediately followed by what Jesus called the greatest of all God's commandments. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I'm commanding you today in your heart." So seek to be open and listen for God today. Meditate on this passage from Revelation. Listen. I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. Hear these words as Christ Jesus addressing you at the door of your heart. It is for you alone to open that door. Then let Christ do the rest. Imagine the communion you two could have together. That is what salvation is about.